What we need to work with?
Well, you know, like it's not about like what we have to work with. It's just to get to the ring tomorrow morning and we start again. Obviously we have United States and we have Russia. Sweden, United States, Russia. You're talking about some of the three best nations in hockey. You can add Canada and a few other teams, but we're talking about top teams. And obviously, we wanted to win. Whether you get beat 2-0 or you get beat 10-0, at the end, you don't get a point. But I really like the way that we competed. We stayed in the game. We knew that we would need Elvis early in the game because it's such a powerhouse. You look at the way they skate, the way that they move. They're tough to stop. But I felt that we matched well, and I really liked the way that our players adjusted. The third period, I felt that we had the momentum. Second period was a long one. We managed still to defend quite well, but we spent way too much time in our zone. But their speed was obviously a big advantage for them, and we got in the third period. We worked in the right way, and we were able to turn it away, but we were not able to get the tying goal.
No goal performance tonight. Which were the key moments of the game?
Well, the big 5-on-3 power play. Robert Poucartz had a great chance, shot over the net. We had quite a few chances. Obviously we're sad that we didn't win the game, but our power play generated chances. We didn't buy a goal, and unfortunately, sometimes it will happen in a game, but is it bad execution? I don't think so. I think that we showed lots of pride. We showed great execution on the power play, and the Swedish coach said, all the guys that were on the ice penalty killing are NHL guys. So this, I think, is a great experience for our players, and apart from the result, I'm very happy with the rest of our game.
Just so far in this tournament, how pleased are you with the way that your guys?
We're very pleased. We asked the guys from day one of camp, March 3rd, March 4th, that we would build a team around good people. We would create an identity. For Latvian hockey, because obviously Latvian national team, we're the top team, and it's so important. We're the national sport, and I think that we have a job to not only represent Latvia very well, but also to sell the sport so that parents can bring their young boys or young girls to the rink, and we keep hockey growing, and we build some future stars from Latvia. So I saw them work, I saw them train, I saw them practice. We had I don't know how many meetings. We had pre-tournament games. We traveled. We had some team building activities. And this is a good group. This is a group of good people. They want to do well. They take at heart what they're doing, and I feel very fortunate to be part of this group. I'm having lots of fun coaching those guys, and we know that the next two games will be big challenges for us before facing Germany. But we'll take one game at a time. Tomorrow we'll have a short practice. We'll sit with the boys, but leaving the locker room now, we told them to be proud, to keep their chin up, and we're 3-1, but now we still have lots of three big games coming up.
When you guys are in that situation, you're considered the underdog in a matchup like this. Are the guys playing with a chip on their shoulder in a good way?
Yeah, I think so. Because it's a great measuring stick. This morning I told the players, if you count Ekman-Larsson was sick tonight on the blue line for Sweden, but if you put Ekman-Larsson in that lineup right now with that blue line, they have $33 million on the blue line of NHL money. And that's a pretty solid blue line. When Alex Edler and Klingberg are your fifth and sixth defensemen, your third pair, it's very close to an all-star team. And then you put the Landeskog and all the great forwards that they have in front. I thought that our players matched well. We started slow, which was, understandable. I didn't tell them before the game, but, their pace, they came in with an NHL pace. And, first period, second period, we had a hard time keeping up, but I could see that, our speed, our pace was picking up. And then in the third period, obviously, we added a little desperation because we were down. We got some power plays, so we managed to spend time in their zone, and we generated a little confidence, and that's how we're going to get better. I'm very proud of our players.
With Mars Bichevskis being absent tonight, how did the Vitalis Pavlov blend in the squad of skaters?
Yeah, he played well. By the way, the Latvian national team has one more little cheerleader on our ranks. Pixie's wife gave birth to a beautiful young girl. I believe her name is Beatrice. So Bixie should be back with us tomorrow. I talked to him maybe around noon today. I told him to take the time, with the little girl and with mommy and everything. But I think that the mom and the baby are doing great, and we're very happy. Family before sport. That's the main thing. We're a big family, and if we're going to promote that Latvian hockey is a big family, we have to allow players to be with their family in happy or tough times. Obviously, the birth of a little girl is a very happy time, not only for Bixie's family but for us too. And probably tomorrow he'll be back with us.
Elvis playing each and every game, is that a possibility?
Well, we'll see. The way that he's playing right now, I think that he's telling us that he wants to play every game. And it's we have a great schedule. Tomorrow we'll probably won't skate him. A day in between, that's a great schedule for us. And let's face it, we're 3-1, and why are we here? I want to give our players the chance to get in the quarterfinals, play those one-game shot. One game, anything can happen. I want them to hopefully get the chance to taste those situations. I think that they deserve it the way that they play. It would be a huge reward for them. It would be a huge reward also for Latvian hockey and our fans. But we still have lots of hockey to be played, so we're not going to celebrate or nothing. We just need to keep going, find a way to be better next game.